last night we went on a date night.
Yes.
And
a real new age date, 6 p.m. dinner.
Not an after bedtime.
Back by 9:30 type of date. Pretty nice.
It was pretty nice. I wasn't super tired. We were out during daylight.
It was cool.
It was nice. But Trey, probably one of the more embarrassing things.
I wasn't embarrassed.
I was semi-embarrassed, and I'll tell you why I was only semi-embarrassed. We were getting on the elevator after getting some drinks, and Trey thought it'd be so funny that when the door closed to like attack me and like try to make out with me on the elevator. And as soon as he did that, the door opened back up and people were like, I'm so sorry.
And I feel like I was like, she was consenting to that. Like I had to, but then they saw you're pregnant. They're like, they feel like they're together, and right?
That's why I told Trey, I said, the only reason that wasn't more embarrassing is because I'm pregnant and that somehow makes it kind of cute.
Wait, why? Oh, because...
It's like, oh, they're like, so in love.
He's still attracted to her.
No, like not that, because right? of that.
Because if you looked all skinny and snatched, they'd be like, another annoying. He's with a hot babe. Of course he's all over. But they're like, wow, he's still into that.
That's not where is I was that what going you mean? With that. No, oh, okay. I was just saying that it was like sweet that we, but it was like, and it was funny because the people getting on the elevator like, knew wow. who you were.
The guy goes, hey, I know Jake Triplett.
And he was a pastor.
He's like, Jake did a gig for our church. I'm Pastor Brian or whatever.
And I mean, guys, I'm not kidding. He was like, it wasn't just like a sweet, cute kiss. He was like being real extra and was like on top of me.
And she was fighting it. It was like I was giving her mouth to mouth, but she was conscious.
Yeah.
And, but no, he's a nice pastor. He said, no, so we were married. He said, God smiles at that.
He did not.
And you mentioned the couple, they... And then there was another lady yeah. by herself who was in the corner, like, I don't know what's going on. And then yeah. I stopped. I go, we were all chatting up. I go, what's your name? And she just went, I don't want any part of this. She's like, y'all, I'm happy for you. And she walked off the elevator. Yeah, date nights with me are fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's great about my line of work. 7 years ago, I would have been mortified. I've been humiliated way worse than that. Yeah, whatever. Very annoying of the elevator. I mean, I waited till the elevator closed. What kind of weird... When does the elevator close and open back up?
If there is a short... There's a few seconds where even if it's closed, if they press the button, it will open again. Yep.
We had a great date night, and we... Yeah, you know, it's... Once you get child care you trust, you go, hey, we're going to leave at 6. And we had a great time, mm-hmm. and we're... This is the classic, oh my goodness, we're having a... We're not going to leave the house soon. And we've got like 3 dates lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to knock these out. We're going to go to the World Cup.
We are. I'm really excited. I am still like, there's a slight nervousness, but it's on a Tuesday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have an OB appointment that Monday. So I can get things kind of checked out, make sure there's no progress.
Are they gonna check if you're dilated?
Yeah.
And what amount do you go, hey, I can't go to this game? What's the number?
I kind of feel like any amount would maybe be, maybe.
So I could just take my buddy?
No.
What would that?
I don't know.
Yeah, what would that be?
But.
I would like everyone to know. So we're going on behalf of, fingers crossed, you're all healthy and we go. But on behalf of Meta, we were debating the World Cup because it's in Kansas City, but it's going to be madness and it's very expensive. And it's like, you know, she's pregnant. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
And then Meta reached out. They go, on behalf of Meta, we'd like to have y'all out, post some content, be in a suite. And I go, oh my gosh. This is like...
I'm like, I could send a suite.
Every now and then, my line of work gives me a really cool opportunity. I was like, this is perfect. This is so cool. Plus one, they go, oh, we're not sure about that. And I did. I kind of hammed it up a little bit. I'm like, oh, my wife's a big soccer fan. I was going to take her. She's like pregnant and like tired and sad.
Did you tell them I'd be like almost 9 months?
No, I didn't. I actually said pregnant. I was about to ham it up like she's so pregnant. I was like, well, that might drive them away.
Yeah, they might be like, please don't come. They're going to see me and be
very
like,
very nice of them. The pregnancy privilege, baby. It gets us places. Mm-hmm. At the bar, it was booked, but they sat us in like a closed spot. They saw you.
Yeah, she didn't want me to stand.
And so then they said they could accommodate us both. And you immediately were like, Trey, go. It's a great opportunity. I said, I'm not going without you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everyone that. Yeah. Tell everyone about how I did that.
You did do that. I just said, you should go. That's really awesome.
What did I say?
And you said, no, I don't want to go without you.
We have a great episode for you guys. Correct opinions. Share it with your friends, your family. It's a beautiful, funny, amazing podcast about our lives and marriage and parenting. And let me tell you what, I read the comments. So drop a comment because we're reading them. We're about to go through some of them. I've got something to say about a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Maybe an apology, maybe a defense.
Oh, okay.
So really, it helps us a lot. Go comment, share it with a friend. Hope you guys enjoy it. Let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
A big go-to us for lately, by the way, to entertain our children, primarily our youngest, just stick her in front of the Aura frame.
Oh, yeah.
She just sees the revolving pictures. Mommy!
She Daddy! Loves it.
Grandma!
Yeah.
It's a game changer. It's nice.
It is.
Now, that's not the only use of the Aura frame, but it is a use, and it's a great gift for Father's Day.
It is.
You need ideas for Father's Day. We had a great offer for you guys, a great product and a great deal. So pay attention. Support the show. Listen, Aura frames. We've all seen these, right? They're amazing. Unlimited photo storage. Add as many photos and videos as you want, and it like cycles through them. So think of a picture frame, but instead of one picture, it's unlimited pictures.
Yeah.
Your parents are going to freaking love this. The dad in your life will love it. You can personalize your gift with a message before it arrives. There's a gift box included.
You can preload the photos so when it arrives, it already has them on there.
Let's go.
And it's like a way to like see those photos that you have stored in your phone that you would never see otherwise.
It's almost like texting it to them.
Yeah.
In a more fun way.
Yeah.
Named number one by Wirecutter, you can save now by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $35 off their best-selling Carver matte frame with code CORRECTOPINIONS. All right, y'all, go to AuraFrames.com, AuraFrames.com, and use promo code CORRECTOPINIONS, no space, all one word, CORRECTOPINIONS for $35 off. Support the show by mentioning we sent you. Terms and conditions apply. AuraFrames.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS. Oh, I'm getting texts that our plumber is here. That's more money.
Yep.
And, well, it was until HomeServe. Let me tell you how to save money on your home repairs. Stay tuned. We got offer. Support the show. I'll do a song in the middle of it. So pay attention to this ad read.
Okay.
Yeah, you sent me. I was on the road. You were like, hey, is this good? And our gutter had water coming up
from the bottom. Ground.
It was defying gravity, shooting water up from the ground.
I thought, that can't be right.
That can't be a good.
Yeah.
That's not how the system works. Get a plumber out. And usually that was an ordeal. But with HomeServe, it's a game changer. HomeServe comes in like this. It's a subscription for your home. For as little as $4.90 a month, they've got your back. Repairs hit fast and hard. You could be searching for a contractor in a panic, or you could already be on the phone with HomeServe's 24/7 hotline scheduling a repair. They've helped homeowners like you for over 20 years with a trusted national network of 2,600 contractors with nearly 4.5 million customers. 4.8 out of 5 post-repair rating. These guys are the real deal. You're going to want to check this out. So go now. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe for 50% less for your first year. Go to HomeServe.com/Trey. That's HomeServe.com/Trey for 50% less. Savings compared to renewal price void in Florida. HomeServe.com/Trey. Support the show. Go now. Get it. You need it. HomeServe. It's helped us out big time.
HomeServe. I mean, honestly, a good Father's Day gift, right?
Yep. HomeServe.com/Trey. Trey, your man period was coming on strong this episode. Bless you, Saint Katie. Okay, Shanna. I really was.
You were so cranky last episode.
Was,
and you
dude.
Know what I would like to share with everyone is that right after the episode, he goes, wow, Katie, you were pretty mean today. And I was like, what?
Well, that was true. I think both things can be true.
Both things I was, yeah.
But the fans want more of it, which is annoying for me.
They did actually like kind of.
I really like the bluntness. I like this. I'm loving the parenting content. Thank you, everyone. What do people say? I liked the blunt segment. I like blunt Katie. I agree with everything she said.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Someone said, but yeah, anyway, you guys don't want to, you don't know what it's like to be me. How easy is your life? Cause you're just like content all the time.
You're talking about my personality.
Just the way you are. You're fine all the time. I'm like,
Like a roller coaster. I've got
to be terrible to be married to. I really do, dude. And that what's crazy is I say that to you and you're like, no, it's fine. Oh, if I was married to me, I would hate me.
Well, that's why you're not married to someone like you, because that would be bad.
Oh my gosh. It's exhausting being me.
I mean, I feel like.
I was so cranky. I was like, what is, does anyone even listen to this podcast? It's terrible. And the special, I gave the final notes of the special. I left the special. I go, I'm amazing at this. But the week before I looked at it, I go, just delete it, Derek. What am I even doing this for? It's exhausting.
Yes, I agree.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, that's your creative moods are someone, all over the place.
Someone commented, telling your wife, who's about to give birth to your third child and is responsible for all her kids' activities, that she doesn't have anything to do to put on her calendar makes you seem pretty self-centered and unappreciative of what she does for your family. I've been married 31 years, four kids, 14-year-old through 30-year-old, and a 7-year-old granddaughter. Learned the hard way how much gets done when I'm not there. My wife went back to work and I worked from home for a while, and I realized how much is actually done when I wasn't there. That was left a comment by a man. This is what's funny about being a man. This guy's so dumb.
Oh.
Which I am too. That he didn't even know what another man was trying to say. And this is what guys do all the time. We're dumb.
What were you trying to say?
I'm dumb. We're all dumb. I wasn't saying like you do nothing. I'm saying your day is such a blur. What do you mean a calendar? You can't put stuff on the calendar. Sure, there's an appointment here or there, but you're like, oh, 11 a.m. we go play outside. Wait, we can't. She's screaming, crying because a little toy purse won't stay on her shoulder.
I mean, yeah.
That is what I was communicating clearly.
That was not communicated clearly in the slightest.
Yes, it was.
Not in the slightest.
Yes.
And I can read you pretty well. I know you pretty well, and that's not what you were communicating.
Oh, you thought I was communicating you do nothing?
That I didn't have anything on my calendar, yeah.
Yeah, you don't. What do you need a calendar for? Change diaper. You can't schedule that.
I have a calendar because if I don't put it on the calendar, things like, I mean, even just like really simple things like tomorrow morning, make this call to this doctor. It will never happen. And it just gone.
This doesn't make it. Do you have a secret calendar for me?
Yeah, sometimes I put stuff on just my personal calendar like that.
Oh my gosh, you have a secret calendar? So you look at my calendar, I don't look at yours?
On your calendar, do you want
to ask yours just so I can delete all of it and prove my point.
You can't delete my calendar.
Whoa! We had a stomach bug this week. Oh my gosh. And we're recording this. It's Friday. That's why I'm enjoying a glass of Basic Cellars wine. And that's funny. This happens in my house. I don't know if any other husbands can relate. When I open an alcohol beverage, you know, like a can, usually, what sound does it make? Because it goes, ksh. That's what happened my whole life, right? But now when I open it, it goes, what do you think you're doing? That's what and I just hear, what you doing in there? It's impossible to drink it. I find myself sneaking. I've stuck a drink like in the pantry before because I just, it's not worth her going, oh, wow, need one of those.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
I know you don't mean it, but it is a little bit like, it's always a comment. I'm sorry. It's a Friday.
Well, it's like a Friday afternoon and we're about to do the podcast and I just hear you in there and I'm like, I don't know. I just have really good hearing. I'm like, I know that's not a sparkling water that you're opening.
And well, we had a textbook like nightmare parent morning, like a Mount Rushmore.
Oh, this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. This morning.
This morning. Yeah. I was.
It's very mom of you. What? Yeah. Today. Remember that?
When we were driving to swim.
You already recessed that.
And I was just like, neither of us said anything, and I just had tears streaming down my face. We were just silently driving.
And I was also so cooked. I felt like I looked at you, and you like, there's understanding. You're like, I know we're in the same boat here. You're just not like, crying.
Don't
like,
talk.
I don't even have the energy to really console you right now.
I didn't want you to console me.
Yeah, I go, you just cry and drive. I'll sit here and brood. Too tight. He's in the too tight. There's nothing better than parenting when they're good and you're just like, this is magical. And then you have those mornings, I don't know what is wrong with them.
Hindsight, but we figured out Eva has a tooth coming in on top
some
of
things happening, recovering from the stomach bug, which we're about to get
to. That's part of it too. It was just like a big combination of
a lot of things.
It was the moment they woke up, both screaming, crying. They mostly cried the first hour of their day.
Yeah.
Breakfast. Don't want that. Then we go outside for a bit. Thank the Lord for a tree trimming truck that was happening across the street. That was our only moment of peace for 4 hours. Inconsolable daughter, I go look at that. And almost, again, you do so as a parent, you're like, our daughter's in her wheel, like, everything's skewy.
Yeah, she keeps
skewy, saying, skewy. Like a lawnmower in the neighbors, skewed. And so I go out there and I saw the trash truck and there's like wood chipper. I go, oh, this is going to scare. And in my head, I go, it's what we need.
What?
I go, rev up that wood chipper. And she went, skewed, because she was like, I don't want daddy. And she was scared. And she went back in my arms and like kind of stopped crying.
She needed and we replaced, to refocus.
We replaced anger, sadness with fear. Okay. And that was a better alternative. Okay. And that got us to bond a little bit. Then she snapped out of it. But it was up, down. Oh. Anyway, stomach bug. And our son had never puked, really. It was my first experience as a toddler. Full blown. I mean, it reminded me of like when you're in college freshman year and you see a guy in the corner of a party, like, you know, you're like, is that guy okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was my daughter. She just sat in the living room. And just, you have to like prop her up so she doesn't drown. And it's the saddest thing. It's so gross.
It's so gross because they can't.
I couldn't believe it.
Like, they can't aim. They're not. She can't do it in a bowl or like, I don't know. We had towels laid down, but yeah.
It was just the gnarliest 24 hours.
I for sure just slept in her puke on Tuesday night.
And then you puked. I go, great. She's going for it. But then you didn't. I think you puked purely out of being grossed out by the puke, which is kind of wild.
Today is the first day that I haven't smelled it. I mean, it was like stuck in my nose. Like I couldn't.
Okay, this is getting too much. People are listening. They're trying to drive to work. They're trying to do their job. I'm okay. Sorry.
But yeah, and we're all good now. Yeah, poor little Eva. The rough 24 hours for her, but she's doing good now.
Well, that's what this morning was too, right? I think they're still recovering, tired. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a date. We're doing good. It's the weekend. What do we do? We have no plans.
You have plenty of plans. Trust me, I have a nice long to-do list for you for baby stuff.
Oh, no. She's nesting. Mm-hmm. I've been knocking them out because our house is really in pretty good shape. You know, clean the garage. I did it in like 40 minutes. Not that dirty. What else you got for me? House is doing pretty good.
Have you cleaned the car?
Oh, yeah.
And
easy.
Mostly what I need you to do this weekend is to like be with the kids so I can do all the stuff that I need to do for the baby.
Like sleep?
I mean, yeah, that's one of them. But no, I need to get more baby stuff ready and my stuff. There's a lot of sanitizing that needs to happen. Yesterday, I sanitized pacifiers and stuff like that. But
you're still doing that for baby three.
Yes. Yes.
You're still going to nurse?
Yes.
How long?
A year like the other kids.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets the same treatment. Yep. We decided our boy's baby name last night at the dinner. That was pretty special.
I'm not sure.
We don't know if we're having a boy or girl. Girl's name was decided a long time. Boy's name, I told the Patreon what we were maybe doing. And then, you know, of course, I love it. Katie said, I like this name. I said, let's do that name. She goes, I don't like that name anymore. So
I don't like it. See, this is
so we found a new name that we both love and we've decided.
We haven't decided.
And we'll tell you on the Patreon.
We haven't decided fully.
Patreon.com/Trake, anything for supporting our fun family podcast here. Okay.
Because that's how we decide things. You decide things. You just think of it and you say, I'm doing this. I'm not going to think about it one more time. And I think, well, this is our child's name. We should maybe like think about this for more than like 20 minutes.
Hmm. You know, I saw people commenting. They feel like they're getting to know more. Oh, like someone wrote in. This is really nice. They say, I groom dogs for like a job. I groom dogs. Sorry, Katie. That's what she said.
Oh, I mean, that's, you can have that job. I don't.
Are you rooting for her to like, she's like, oops, cut the dog with the shears?
No.
Is that what you want?
No, I don't. That's gross.
I groom dogs. Sorry, Katie. for a living, and I listen to the pod at work every week. The new podcast setup has been great. I feel like we're getting to know Trey and Katie on a deeper level. I'm a single woman, but I hope to have a marriage like this one day. Love you guys.
Oh, that's nice so that? Sweet.
Our marriage is good.
It is. I do. Yeah. I love you. Yeah.
I'm assaulting you on elevators. We're in love.
We are. Yep.
Thank you for writing that in. And I think it is true because before it was like, you know, Jake was here. We're all having a good time. We're buddies. And now it's just me and you, and people can see me like unravel in real time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for everyone.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
We canceled the other day because of the stomach bug. Mm-hmm. We're going to maybe do it.
Yeah, we had a nice
fight about that. Yeah.
Quote unquote conversation about that. But
I was good that we canceled that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to expose Derek either, but I don't think I have, you weren't home for this, but I do have a funny story that was just like really bizarre. And like a week ago, the doorbell rang. I like see that it's these like three young girls. I'm like, okay. And so I answer it and they're like, we're on the way home. We're walking home and we really need to use the bathroom and we can't make it to our house.
And I'm like, I wasn't home.
No. And I'm kind of like, are you guys alone? And I was like, how old are you guys? They said they were in fifth grade. I'm like looking around. I'm like, is this like, what's happening here? This is very bizarre. And they're like, we're so sorry. We really don't mean to bother you, but it's just like, we really need to. I was like, okay, I get.
And then a guy in a Segway comes up behind him. He's like, and also we noticed spiders. You want to pet? It's like an elaborate scheme.
That's what I thought. I'm like, am I getting like prey? Like, what is going on?
Spiders in the bathroom? Would you like us to spray? Yo, I knew it. I knew.
Like, were they going to go in my bathroom and do something? I don't know. I was just like, what is going on? So I let them come inside and use the guest bathroom. All three of them went one by one. And I just stood there like talking to the other two, like, where were you guys? Why couldn't you make it home? Like, and they were very nice girls. They all went and they just said, okay, thank you. And left. And I thought, I really should have
one by one, or did you spread them around the house?
I just let them use the bathroom one by one in the guest bath. But I thought I feel like I failed as a mom in that moment because I should have gotten one of their mom's numbers and called or texted them and said like, hey, they came to my door totally fine, but like they should not be doing this. That is so unsafe. Like, fifth grade girls should not be walking up to random houses asking if they can go inside.
I see your point. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I just.
What do you think, Derek?
We had someone on Halloween ask to use ours. I don't know if you've ever had that. And that was
not
weird.
Not on Halloween. Yeah.
But like, we were having multiple people come in and go in. Not Halloween seems even wilder, but.
I was just like.
Would you let your daughters do that?
I don't know. So, like. Fifth grade, they're starting to get in their cliques. What type of girls were these? Like, are these?
Because this is interesting conversation. Because I'm team like, yes, obviously the fears are there, but it's like we're so scared of all the bad stuff, we're losing any sense of like it's kind of a shame that your neighbors can't.
Yeah,
I totally get it, but it's like, isn't it also like if I was here alone, I'm like a man, I definitely would have said no,
100%. On that
just because I'm again, which is kind of a shame. It's like a trusted neighbor. I'm a nice guy. Yeah, just use my bathroom and leave. But it's I would never do it because then you'd be like, somehow they hear that guy left those girls in his house. Yeah, you know, so that's why I wouldn't. But it's kind of a shame that we're losing because a generation ago that was no problem. You're just like, yeah, your neighbors are friends. They help you. That was like the stranger danger. Right. This, oh my goodness, and now we've lost like. Like doing Juice Box Jury, the kids show or whatever, I've noticed a couple of comments like, why is this grown man talking to these little girls? Like even that, you're like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's sad that a grown man, it's now like so scared to interact with little girls. We're like,
yeah,
that should be, it sucks that so many sickos have ruined that, I guess. Yeah. It's like, that should be able to work. Like it could be like a nice man to children.
Right.
That should happen.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I think it's just like the, I mean, I personally have looked up like the registries and offenders that live around here. And there are people who live around here in our neighborhood, in nice neighborhoods.
There's no way. We're so close to a school.
Yeah, you guys are.
Well, but
I didn't even think of that till right now. That's a great perk of where we live.
That's why
we live close to school. Mm. Purpose.
Yeah. It's, I mean, essentially.
Such a dude brain. Never even thought of that. Sick.
Like right around the edges. I mean, it's not that far away that you said it's like
100 feet out. They've just lined up.
I mean, there's definitely.
They just buy it. They go 100 feet. So if you just, they call up realtor, find me all the houses within 105 feet.
I mean, it's not just like
dark joke
child stuff. It's like any type of offenders, like getting arrested for anything, really. I've looked at all that. It's like, I don't know. It's just, it's there. Like, you just don't know whose door you're knocking on. It's not like they had, I mean, these girls did not know who I was. I'd never seen them before in my life. It's not like it was like, oh, we see them when walking on the street. Like,
right.
I mean, yeah.
What if they don't? Maybe our landscaping looks nice. Maybe they thought, hey, that house, those are good people in there.
Right. I'm like, I don't, maybe they saw a kid toy outside and thought, okay, they have kids. Like, I don't know. But it did. I will say one funny thing is that when I was sitting there waiting, one of the girls goes, you're like really pretty.
Oh. And I was like, okay.
Wow. Thank you, fifth grade girl.
I'm telling you. You are.
But I was like, I would have, as a fifth grade girl, I would have never told a grown woman that before. Like, I would have been terrified.
Well, you never saw someone as beautiful as you.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So sweet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyways, it was a weird.
You own pants?
This is a dress. No.
That's a shirt. Or are you just making it look like a shirt?
It is looking more like a shirt right now because of my big belly. Yes.
Is that like one of your ex's shirts? It's like a, looks like a man's pearl snap.
It's the style of the
dress.
It's
a dress. It's a dress.
Yeah, I actually did date a man that was this ginormous that this would have been just like a tight fitting shirt on him.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about the other day where I was like, did you date a, we were watching like hockey or something, or well, it was some kind of sport. It was hockey, man. Like, you ever been to a hockey game? You're like, yeah. I was like, did you date a guy in the NHL? And you went, yes. And I go, no. And you were messing with me.
He just.
But I freaking believed that, dude.
Everything.
That would have, I don't know why, but that would have bothered me.
That would have bothered you?
Yeah, because I'm like, you should have probably gone with that, is what I would have thought.
Mm, it feels a little aggressive for me. Mm. I went with the comedian, so I don't think that was my type.
Okay, I have a surprise for you. Check him out.
Yeah, what is this?
Look.
Is that our faces on socks?
Yep. It's the new rebrand of the podcast on socks. Shout out Zazzle. Guys, that's dad in your life. What a great Father's Day gift. A fun little gag gift. And it's more than a gag gift. It's pretty cool. Imagine putting your like grandkids' face all over this or something.
Oh, yeah. They'd love that. It.
Listen, you know that feeling when you're 3 days out from birthday, Father's Day, whatever, you don't know what to get? That's what Zazzle fixes. Zazzle is a custom marketplace where you can take basically any product, socks, a mug, a tote bag, a card, a phone case, and make it mean something. You're not buying a gift, you're making one. Browse millions of designs or start from scratch and build something completely your own. Either way, you're the designer. Over 30 million customers have trusted Zazzle, like we made these Correct Opinion socks. Derek, you're going to be sent home with a pair of these.
All right.
And you better be wearing our faces on
your Yeah.
Save 25% on your first order at Zazzle.com. That's 25% savings on your first order at Zazzle.com. Go make something z-amazing.
Z-amazing.
25% off now. Go Zazzle.com. Remember when we did that MRI and you had to go with me and like rub my foot the whole time because I was scared? That was really humbling.
We were just dating. Yeah, I was a very good girlfriend.
So I'm going to go do another MRI. But they helped me find one that's less claustrophobic because I am. Unfortunately, I am. We learned that the hard way.
Yep.
So I'm going to go do one soon. Function Health, proud sponsor. You've heard us talk about it. So let's tell you more about it. Listen, support the show. We have a great offer for you guys. This could be a really unique Father's Day gift or whatever else you're celebrating soon. Function Health. We've heard about them. They do blood work, test 160 plus biomarkers, but they also can help you get advanced MRI scans. These scans screen for signs of hundreds of potential conditions across up to 14 Oregon. So your boy's got one scheduled. I'm about to go do it. I can't wait to tell you all the results of this. But listen, we're in the day and age. It's time to be proactive.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. If there's one way to be healthy is to be proactive. We know this, and now we have more tools than ever to do it. Function is the best out there. So go now. We have an offer for you guys. Get ahead of what you can't feel yet. Join at functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code Trey25 for a $25 credit toward your membership. Even more, you can add scans to your Function membership and get up to a $200 credit toward your scan. So go now, functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code Trey25 for the $25 off and even up to $200 credit toward your scan. Shout out Function Health. I'll let y'all know what my results are. Wish me luck. I won't get claustrophobic.
All right. You can do it.
Functionhealth.com/Trey. Do people kiss their kids on the mouth?
Huh.
No.
And listen, you're allowed to do what you're allowed to. You can do what you want to do. But I, before I had kids, I thought, anyway, I'm kissing my kids on the mouth. And I had kids and I go, yeah, I definitely don't. Eva's in a little bit of a hugging, kissing phase. Yeah. Very sweet. But she's, we have this bit where I go, big kiss, baby kiss, kiss her on the cheek, the neck. And she's like, daddy, big kiss, which is adorable. And she's just trying to like smack one on my mouth.
She's
and
trying to do that too. And I'm too, like, yeah. Okay. It's like, she's really.
and you don't want to just like deny your daughter, but I'm like dodging her last second. And I can't do it. And I think that's the majority, but there are people out there. I texted some buddies. They go, who? Any of you dads, you kiss your kids on the mouth? I immediately got a text from one buddy, just a picture of him kissing his son. He's like, heck yeah, dude. Somewhere out there playing him.
I'm trying to guess
who I would love y'all's thoughts on this. No judgment. I think because some people go, well, it's at a certain age, like, people throw out stuff. Five. To me, that gets a little, it's like on their fifth birthday, you're like, one last one. Like, what? Is there, do you just like a ceremony? Is it? What? Because then there's like, then you got to do a cutoff, right?
Yeah. I mean.
So then discussing a cutoff or kissing is funny to me. I don't know. When I knew, you know, seven, he went to second grade. I said, have a great, and it was my last, you know, that trend going around, like, yeah. Everyone, you don't remember the last time you pick up your kids. So yeah. Son, can I pick you up one more time? Do that trend. Hey, buddy, I know you're driving to school. One last kiss for mommy.
Right on the mouth.
Did it make you feel weird, me saying that?
I mean,
something to think about.
I do think everyone, people have strong opinions about this, I feel like. I don't.
Because you're a good one to ask. You're a great mom. And you also, like at 8 months pregnant, you cut me off from kissing you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is a good cutoff, kissing your kids?
Yeah, I cut him off, so that's why he had to like assault me in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. It's like Eva. I think she doesn't know what she's doing. It's like when Thomas, he knows what he's doing at this age. Like by three, they're like.
You think three is the cutoff?
I mean, I think it's whatever. Whenever kids, like, it's no longer like silly sweet thing. It's kind of like a really intentional like. Like, I feel like that's when it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a shift there.
I think homeschoolers get like double the amount of time. They get a little extra.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of it's like 20% or something. They get 20% longer to like adjust to real life one day. They get 20% longer of the kisses on the mouth.
I do think, I mean, I do turn two. I don't really want it. Mostly I just don't want their germs also.
Yeah, the germs, true. You kind of don't want anyone touching you.
Yeah, right now I don't, yeah.
So just some correct opinions, shall we?
Can I just ask something first real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I think you'll end up rolling back to this, though, a little bit. Freshman year.
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
First day of school, freshman year.
Oh. Wait, is this a viral video or something?
Yeah.
He kisses like, mom on the mouth?
Let me show more.
What's the context?
Because it looks like everyone knows he's going to do it or wants him to.
The school has kiss your tradition.
Oh.
They make all the...
They make all the freshmen kiss their mom on their first day of school. On the mouth?
That's... Dude, I cannot imagine doing that in high school. That is so weird.
Wait. It has to be the mouth?
That's what it looks like.
Oh, that was a cheek. Okay, that was a cheek. That was a cheek. So
it kind of feels like...
That's sweet. So they have a big tradition of... They need to add to the sign on the cheek.
But I think that that's the point. They want someone to do it on the mouth.
That it's also, it's supposed to be, they're like, oh, it's sweet. They're like, no, we're trying to see which kid is,
yeah,
hasn't been out of the house much.
Yeah, that's the point.
He's 14 kissing his mom on the mouth.
Yeah. That's really funny.
That is cute. You know, that is cute though. Either your first day of school, like, no, kiss your mom. Dude, what is that about people? Well, I remember going to the movies in like middle school, and I remember I saw a group of like my classmates there at the movie, you know. Parentless. I was there with my family, and I would have, if someone came in and shot my family, I would have been happy.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, kill them. I was like, I can't believe I have a family. Why do kids do that? You go, I'm so sorry. I'm here with my parents, my aunt, uncle. They're the worst. I'm such a loser. I should have walked 5 miles here. Why is that a human response to that? I was like, this is humiliating. I'm here with my parents. They think I'm a loser. This guy goes places with his family? An idiot.
I never felt that way.
Did you, Derek?
I don't know.
What is that? I feel like
maybe guys feel that more than girls, maybe.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe.
Honestly,
they're so cool. They're here without their family. They're the coolest.
The closest thing
some of them probably have horrible families. They're like so cool. Yeah, some of them. Hardly seen their dad in months.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, some of them,
I could be that cool. My dad's like always around. He's trying to kiss me on the mouth.
Yeah. The closest I have to that is, I think at this age, I went to like a neighborhood like get together party thing one time when my parents were here. You were gone and my dad went with me and I was pregnant with Eva. And I
couple more details before you start. What else?
We needed to know all that.
Okay.
Because...
Wait, so back up. You were here with your dad. Mm-hmm. You were pregnant. What are the other details? I was gone.
You were gone. It was a neighborhood party.
Neighborhood party. I was gone. You were here with your dad. You were pregnant.
We had just moved in. Those are all very important details.
Okay. Now we're going to... Okay. Maybe I'll eat my words. Let's make sure all of those details are needed for the rest of the story. Go.
So we go over to this party. Again, we just moved in. Nobody knows me. They see me pregnant with a man.
So move forward.
Who is my dad?
We've gotten those details.
They don't know you. So they think that I'm with my dad probably pregnant. So I felt like you were
pregnant by your dad? What's the story?
What do you mean? How are you not getting the story?
What are you saying? You're saying we live by sickos who think they're impregnated by your father.
They don't know he's my dad.
Oh, that's what you're saying? Okay.
They don't know me at all. So I feel like I was overly be like, this is my dad. Like, I feel like I was like, and I was like, all right, I just need to leave. This is getting, I don't like this.
Pregnant. I was gone. Dad just moved in.
So my dad went with me because I felt like should go.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I needed all those details.
You did.
I went somewhere with my sister, very similar. And she made sure to tell people that, oh, this is my brother, which I was offended. I was like, well, I mean, am I really that bad of a looking of a guy where you would be like, not appreciate? Yeah.
I mean, and so. I'm like,
and it's something about you're like tall and blonde. I feel like that passes better or something. Because my sister, a pretty woman, but she never, there was never like, do you agree with that? I guess because you got more of the model look. Tend to like the oldies.
I mean, I've gotten accused twice when I was like one time in college and one time in high school. Like, people thought that I was like with my dad. And I was like, I think I'm just like really overly like.
You look like a gold digger.
That's what I say. I'm like, what do I look like? Yeah. This is. I mean, one time in high school.
That just means you're beautiful.
Is that?
It's a compliment. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Because I feel like it's like really offensive to my dad, too.
No, he looks like a. He looks like a rich scumbag.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
So are the pros and cons.
It's like.
like when I was in high school, I went to the grocery store with my dad and a woman who was my preschool teacher. So she like knew me in preschool, called my mom and said, I mean, I'm from like a relatively small town, said, I really don't have to tell you this, but your husband was at the grocery store with a tall blonde woman.
Oh, would you kiss him on the mouth?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know how you were raised. Yeah. That is very
and she
funny.
She was like, you mean Katie, the girl you taught in preschool? Yeah, she's a tall blonde. And she was like, oh my gosh, it was Katie.
Hanging out with my sister because we're a year apart, we would, everyone thought we were dating.
Yeah.
We went in, this was totally our fault, but we walked into a, me and her walked into a jewelry store together. I think because she was about to get engaged or something. So like she wanted to.
And you went with
her? No. I think it was.
That doesn't sound right.
What?
That doesn't sound right.
No, I think we were like out. We were like out grabbing lunch, hanging out, okay. Brother, sister. And she's like, I need to pop in the jewelry store and like grab something. Okay. Something like that.
Okay.
And so we were walking around and like, I don't know, I was just bored looking at stuff. She's like, do we need to look at rings? And I remember just, they were brother, sister. I feel like the woman, she was like appalled. I'm like, it's not that big. I could see why you think that. We're related. And yes, we're in love. I messed with her. I said that. I didn't.
You did not.
That's great too. Like we'd sit next to each other at like games. I'd be like, just no kiss cam, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's brutal. Cause you can't, they can't hear you. You're like at college for sure. You're like, you didn't kiss her, man. You're like that. I was very scared of that. I was. Because you're like, no, I can't. Like, he's just coward. I go, sister. Yeah, this guy. Yeah, all time. He was ready.
Yeah.
Props to him.
Yeah. I mean, because I have a brother who's 9 years younger than me, 10 years younger than my older brother. And so my older brother and I had.
It was an accident, huh?
Had him with us.
Oh, he's not supposed to be here. Lucky him. What's that like to be in a mistake? That's got to be a crazy feeling when you're like, I shouldn't be here. Lucked into this life. Isn't that wild?
I don't know. I mean, I was number two and I was like unplanned. So God wanted me
gross.
Here.
Why'd you tell us that? TMI.
Well, you asked. And people thought that me and my brother were like the mother and the father of our little brother.
What like, kind of town did you grow up in? Wow,
I know.
Like some Amish okay, community. Hold on, what? What?
I need to.
You're about to throw up?
No, I need
to. Let's get to some correct opinions. Go ahead, Katie. What do you got? We're already 40 minutes into this. We gotta.
Okay.
We've been yapping it up.
This is like a not an.
Are you having a stroke?
Yeah, I did just have a little stroke. Anyways,
okay, all good.
My correct opinion is that you should never guess a pregnant woman's due date.
Oh. This happens to you often?
Well, this has happened to me twice in the past week where people say things like, and not guessing the exact due date, but they say things like, you look like you're due pretty soon.
That happens at our date. Some man was like, that's coming soon, right?
It's actually happened.
He's
three
like, are you giving birth like tonight?
It happened three times this week. Two of them were men.
I did feel bad. I could tell your insecurity because you're like, well, it's the third kid. So it's like, that's why I'm huge, just the third.
You have triplets?
I don't know why I said that because ultimately it's less of like I'm not that bothered by it. Like, I don't care, whatever. I'm having a baby. This is what I look like. It's more so just like I'm just shocked that people are like bold enough to say that.
I am too. It's very, I mean, you're so pregnant, but it still makes me nervous. I'd be a little nervous if I saw a woman that pregnant. I'd probably be, if. My rule is like, I just don't say anything,
right.
But I might be like, yeah, I didn't notice you're pregnant, but I could definitely see being like 8 months and they go, no, I'm six. And you go, oh.
Cause what you're implying is like,
it's a calf
you're
in there.
Really big. That's what you're implying. Like, oh, you're so big. It looks like you're due soon.
We've noticed this. By the way, the guy who commented, minority.
Yep.
Zero white people have commented.
No, the one of the guys this week was a white guy. I was shocked.
Okay, finally. But we've had this new game we've noticed. The black community, man, that's what white people do. They go, we just wait till you turn your back. And we go, oh my God. We've had black people just come up to you. They're like, dang, what the thing, 11 months in there? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, cute baby bump. They'll just say it with confidence.
They will.
They just let you know. And you'll just come back. You're like, woman commented on my pregnancy. It's like a game we play. She black you. Yes. Every time.
That was
white people. Week, they just go, oh,
this black girl was pushing her little baby. And she looked at me and she was like, when are you? She said, when are you due? And I said, I have in a month. Exactly. And she said, I think that baby's coming sooner.
Minorities, they got that dog in them. Cause they've
like, okay.
I'll never forget an Asian lady. I've said it on the podcast, I think. I was like I got an argument at a coffee shop. This Asian woman at an airport. I go, I want the extra large cold brew. And she filled it like 80% full. And I go, fill it up, please. And she was like, too much caffeine.
Yeah.
I go, what? Give it to me. She's like, it's too much. And we argue. And I go, ma'am, please fill up my cold brew. She was like, it's too much. She wouldn't do it. I like that. That's coming sooner than you think.
Yeah, you're she was huge. Like, no. She pointed to her daughter. She said, I looked like you and I had her at 37 weeks. I was like, okay.
Oh, maybe some wisdom there.
Yeah. So are you ready? Because I just feel like I've been getting that comment a lot. So
I'm so ready. I would genuinely be overjoyed if you gave birth tonight.
No, because
genuinely,
our child would have to be in the NICU if
we genuinely
because
no, it'd be fine. It would. Trust me. Look at you. That thing's come out walking.
Do you think I should just like when people say stuff like that? Should I just say, yeah, my first kid was almost 10 pounds. It's fine. Still brewing in there.
Yeah,
that might help.
My correct spinning is all babies are ugly. As we gear up for this, it's important to remember you think your baby, you're like, is our newborn the cutest? They're all ugly.
Oh my gosh.
I think maybe at like 3 months you can start to observe them, but you look, they're just not.
Wow.
That's it. It's short and sweet.
Okay.
They're like, look at my baby. It looks like a chihuahua or something.
If the baby's making that noise, you need to go to the ER immediately.
Thanks for all your submissions. We're going to get to some right now. I already read one. The very nice note. Thank you. Hit us up. TreyKinney.com/correct opinions. Please go now because we want more of these. They're fun. Give us your stories, your questions, your comments. TreyKinney.com/correct opinions. We have a great forum. Family Man Derek set up for you.
A couple easy. Of these have taken off on Facebook, the fan submission. Clips.
The what? Sorry?
A couple of these clips of fan submission have taken off.
That's true. We're blowing up my Facebook page. We're getting, we have some great submissions that are going viral on Facebook. So that's pretty cool. Okay. This woman writes in, I have a story in relation to we keep them anonymous unless you beg us to say your name. We'll do it. But if you don't tell us otherwise, we're anonymous here. I have a story in relation to the conversation about Katie snoring.
Okay.
I also snore throughout both my pregnancies and apparently continued to snore even worse during the newborn phase with my second. Oh. I had a C-section, so moving around was extra difficult the first few weeks. And my husband and I had a system where he would go get our son from his bassinet when he woke up in the night and bring him to me to nurse. Well, one night I heard him cry and waited patiently for my husband to go get him. Nothing. I thought, a little early for cry it out, but okay. Well, I gave it a couple minutes and quietly said my husband's name to wake him. Still nothing. I was like, bro, there's no way you're sleeping through this. So finally, I practically hit him on the arm and he gracefully lifted his head up and took out his AirPods. I could have screamed. I said, is our baby crying that bothersome to you? ? And he calmly said, no, honey, but it sounds like a freight train is rolling through here all night and I feel bad waking you up to stop snoring. So I did what I had to do. So yeah, that was humbling. I was afraid I was going to snore forever, but fortunately it went away after a few weeks.
That is so something you would do.
Well, I would actually drown out the baby crying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Is that
Did you pay attention to the story?
You would do it for both and you wouldn't have any.
Not a newborn.
I know.
I did again though. Sometimes parenthood punches you in the mouth. The other night, 11 p.m. I mean, I am 30 seconds from Eva. And she kind of, every now and then she do that. And you're like, Trey, go.
You
really
didn't want to.
I go, oh, yeah, that's what I'm admitting. I go, she's fine. You go. I go, oh, this is so annoying. She's fine. I went and picked up my daughter who was covered in her own vomit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Man, that, I haven't said this to you, and I've been proud that I haven't said it, but that was a moment where I was like, told ya. Like, because you always kind of fight it when I'm like, go check on them. And you're like, they're fine.
Okay. But for all the told yous, I've been right 90% of the time where they were fine and we didn't need to attend to them. But anyway.
But it could and be that surely one time.
She was going to, she wasn't going to, she was going to cry harder. She was
crying. Yeah, I know.
Surely. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? Pick her up. She's just caked.
So, yeah. Oh. But.
Anyway, so, great submission. Very funny.
Yeah.
The snoring mom, we feel you, girls. It, did and I snore? You're snoring, you're farting. You poor woman. You look.
Not me, though.
You smell bad. You look horrible.
Excuse you?
The other day, I'll save it for the blunt segment at the end. People love that. We're doing that again. Okay. I'll save it for the segment.
Yeah, people loved it, even though you were a hater.
I was cranky. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. People are, knowing the real me, it's not good. I feel bad all the time. I had this shoot in Dallas. I'll talk more about it on Patreon. I can't say too much publicly yet, but it was a really fun project. I'm the lead actor in this show. I'm very excited about it. And I don't know. I just feel like I definitely enjoy the performing, but I'm not one of these endless energy guys. Like, I get off the set to take five and they're trying to do behind the scenes. And I feel like I was just not. Oh. I'm like, you're learning this about me right now. I'm sorry. I'm not giving you much. I'm sorry. I'm not a total spaz.
Right. But people think that you are.
I know. And camera. Now you're getting more about me on this podcast than real me. Me and my wife, I'm cantankerous.
Oh. Good.
You know what that means?
Good vocab word there.
You know what that means?
I can use context clues.
Mm.
Yep.
How do you like that, by the way, when I use a big word and then I say, do you know what that means?
It's so condescending. And people are really going to hate it when they hear it's you say so it on here.
Bad. But you got to give credit for catching it. That's what you got to see. I'm nothing of self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means? Hey, sweetie.
That's so.
Do you understand me?
Gross. Also, your outfit is.
Shut really, your mouth.
It's really violent today. You're wearing a shirt that says shoot hoops, not people, with a chainsaw hat. It's just kind of, it's like all pretty aggressive. All right.
Well, you look like you're ready to go use a chainsaw.
Yep. All right.
Lumberjacky. Recently went on a trip to Europe and we flew British Airways from New York to London. The flight was 8 hours and overnight, so I was planning to sleep so we could start our trip somewhat rested. What I did not expect was the number of people who took off their shoes. The smell was rancid. It woke me from my sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a woman riding, clearly.
Yes.
Both the people in front and behind us did this. I was audibly gagging from the smell, and this was 2 hours in. It should be illegal to remove your shoes on a plane. I come to realize by the end of the flight, it was all British people who took off their shoes, and I overheard them talking to the flight attendant about how rude Americans were on their visit, saying Americans don't have manners or say please or thank you. My husband had to physically hold me back from turning around and telling them how rude they were for taking their shoes off. Not sure if it's a culture difference or what, but the correct opinion is definitely never remove your shoes on an airplane.
She sounds like she might be pregnant.
She is furious. British people. Yeah. The Americans were very nice. Take their shoes off. They had the toes out. Their teeth are all jacked up. Americans are so rude. They just reek.
Do you
smoking cigs?
Do you take your shoes off? Like, it's an overnight flight. I take my shoes off on an overnight flight, don't you?
You do?
Yeah. I'm going to lay down and go to sleep.
Like economy?
No.
Oh, bougie.
If I'm about to be in a lay down situation.
Yeah, of course. But you got them covered with a blanket.
They also provide you with slippers.
Seriously, your economy. So you're sitting there. I don't ditch the shoes.
Yeah.
I have once or twice on a flight. I've been on a flight long enough where it's driving me nuts. Then I'm very embarrassed about it, though. But you just can't stink, though. You can't stink.
You can't stink. You have to be aware. I mean, I have been on two flights where, like, the BO. There's one flight where I wasn't even pregnant, I don't think. But it was like so bad that I like moved seats. Like, I was like, I cannot sit behind this person. It was
sitting
bad.
By someone who stinks on a plane is a crazy experience. Like,
it's brutal.
I once sat, sat on a plane and this woman was in my seat. I go, excuse me, this is my seat. She was a very, very old woman. And she moved. You're like, oh, wrong seat. She's confused. They moved to the right seat. I sat down and it smelled so bad that I got up and I checked the seat. Like, did she poop in the seat? I couldn't see anything, but it smelled so bad. I was like, what's happening? There's nothing worse than that. Okay.
It's really sad, but
we're going long here. It's a good problem to have. Let's do one more. We have a follow-up. Okay. I emailed the other week about breastfeeding and mentioned my post-vasectomy baby. To answer your question, okay, yes.
We need to know this.
My husband did have his sperm count checked after the procedure. We were cleared. Zero. It worked for years and was my favorite form of birth control. Okay, TMI. 5 years later, I got pregnant and actually miscarried. God bless you. We went back to the urologist who performed the procedure, and he said it was no longer a zero count, but it wasn't good quality, so that pregnancy was surely one in a million. He offered to redo it, but my husband didn't want to do all that. We figured, hey, we're good. That was a fluke. I got pregnant again a few months later. But we were obsessed with the baby, so not so bad for us. That is a horrifying story.
Back to the doctor, and it still happened after that?
They won the lottery twice. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
That's terrible. That's a real wake-up call. Dude, I can't. Of course, you have the baby, and then you're happy you have the baby. You know, I'm glad you're here, and your brother here, and you're not supposed to be, but it's...
I mean, at some point, there is an age where it gets like... I mean, yeah, that would be like...
It's actually really terrifying. How's that possible? That's very scary. And I don't want to think about it anymore. Let's show one of these clips. Show me a clip here. Show me this first clip, Derek. And yeah, send it. You also, TreyKennedy.com/correctopinions. You can send us funny clips you see too, you think would be great for the pod. Mm-hmm. We whatever. Send us videos, audio messages.
Your former hot girl who has kids now and you can't even recognize your body in the mirror and you don't know how to dress yourself and just generally feel like you're stuck and maybe even trapped in a body that's just never going to be the same or feel the same again. I have no advice for you, but you're not alone. If you're a former...
Sad. My gosh. That was pretty depressing. She was just like, I got nothing for you, but I'm here too.
How does it make you feel? As you told me the other day, you said probably by January you'd be hot again. These were your words.
I feel like I'll be back feeling more like myself. Hmm. But there's always you just never really know. There's a long period in there.
Maybe more like March.
I mean, I think up to a year.
Whoa.
You're just, I mean, every woman is different.
Could be a full year of being chopped.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I wouldn't use those words, but.
Sorry to hear that.
It is. Yeah, it's hard.
Well, you still know how to dress, clearly.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Can we move right into the blunt segment?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Blunt, because this is from Trey and Katie, the blunt segment where we say the things couples really want to say to each other that they don't have the courage to say. We'll do it for you guys. And let's show it's okay. Being blunt.
Feels like you are being blunt scared this to week, say what you're about to say.
Being blunt this week, I kind of couldn't believe how bad you looked.
Oh.
You know how I feel about your beauty. Mm-hmm. And you still look beautiful in that moment. But you were wearing, you looked homeless. Mm-hmm. Your hair was so frazzled and you looked so sad. And you had on clothes, I think you bought at Goodwill or something. I don't know when you went there. But wow. And in a way, I think that's beautiful because we're best friends and you don't care.
You honestly didn't have to even say that for me to know that. It was pretty obvious because I feel like you've been, I am aware that you're attracted to me, and
thank you.
You,
yeah, make that known, because people think I'm a muscle right now. This is the blunt segment. It's gonna sting.
He has been, yeah. He's always like, "Wow, you look so good." I mean, he's very. He always compliments me, and this week I received none of that. And it was pretty obvious. Oh, no. It was pretty obvious.
Well, I was just scared of you all week. Katie was walking around the house, just going, "I'm just so angry. I'm so angry." She was just verbalizing that throughout the week. She'd be holding Eva and she'd look at me and be like, "Eva's really irritating me."
Which is very unlike me.
Oh, the most unlike you. I go, she's like, "The kids are perfect," and that you're at your breaking point. You go, "Get the kids away from me." I was like, it's like when you're a sweet mom growing up who you'd never seen, like, she finally cracks. We all remember that. When you have that type of sweet mom.
Yeah.
Or what? Maybe it was your dad, whoever the sweet parent was, and they finally crack, and you're like, the whole house is like, they want to just cry.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
What really threw me off, the not sleeping the night that Eva was sick, that ruined me for the whole week, I feel like. I mean, I did not.
I mean, you're so pregnant. It's great. It's fine.
But so I was really, I showered multiple times with her to get all the puke off.
And I did. I swear, you came out with first for makeup on for date night for the first time all week, and Eva went, "Stranger."
Yeah, okay.
"Stranger.
Okay.
Daddy's scary, stranger." Okay. I swear she did that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You should come to the podcast as you are more. No makeup, pajamas. That would be good. That'd be real. That would be relatable. That would help the podcast grow.
Would it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I would. Well, thank you for that. I feel like people are not going to love that, but thank you for letting me know.
We made it full circle. You know.
Well,
it's a comedy podcast.
Of course.
And people want our marriage. We have a beautiful marriage.
Beautiful. I was...
Still with us?
Really blunt this week.
No stroke?
Yeah, a little bit. So after sorry that there's so much talk about the stomach bug, but clearly that was like really present this week. After we kind of got through it, Trey decides to tell me, he goes, "You know, I just have to say, like, you know, I cleaned up all of the vomit and I've done the like really gross diapers. And like, you haven't even really said thank you. Like, I was expecting to get like praised for this."
Yep.
He used the words, "I was expecting to get praised."
Praised. That. "Thank you so much, Trey."
And I just said, "You know what? That's the difference between me and you, because I would do all that and I would never, ever, ever ask you to say that, to praise me for just doing the job as a..."
Because I would have.
"Of a parent.
I would have praised you."
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh my gosh. I'm a praiser.
And that was
This is so funny. We have a group text. So we're just like, what's going on? And then one mom texts like, "Anyone's kid throwing up?" And it's like multiple. Clearly
shared between our
crew got hit. And my buddy who has two kids sent us like, his wife made him take note. And it was just like a document that was like, you know, daughter one, 6 pukes, you know, with each time, like daughter two, 4 pukes. And I was like, that's so funny. I took stats too. And it said like Eva, 6 pukes, 3 diarrheas. Katie cleaned 0. Trey cleaned all of it. Thank you, 0. I was like, that's so funny. I took stats too.
Hilarious. I am not.
Again, I'm being facetious, y'all, but it is funny in the moment. Again, the bad part of my dude brain as I go, you're so pregnant. You're nauseous. Of course you're not going to clean this up. I got it. And in my head, I'm like, man, I'm being such a good man. Like, I got it. Like, this is me. This is me. And then, like, the 8th one I clean up, I go, when's the thank you coming? You know, then it then it creeps in. Like, all right, when am I getting a big hug for all this? You know, because that final puke, sorry, y'all, it's a gross episode. Yeah. But that final one was...
Don't describe
it. I'm not describing it, but it was the one only one where I gagged a couple times. I was like, bro. I had to bring out the shot back, dude.
Okay. Anyway, I am thankful you did that, but I was just kind of like, you know what? I was
honored to do it. That's the truth.
You don't You need to but be it's tough
when you see
it.
Through the monitor, our Harbor baby monitor, get you one, they're amazing. When you see your daughter like retch in it and you're like, what's she doing? And then you see her moving her hands around, which then you realize is she's playing in her own vomit. You go, wow. Yeah.
All right. We're done talking 2 a.m. about it. We're done talking about it. We're done talking about it.
God, have kids. It's the greatest gift. All right. We're going to continue on Patreon. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy for a full another hour of our pod. We do it every week. So hit it up. And thanks for always listening and supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys. Love you, Katie.
Love you, everyone, I guess.
Okay, bye. Peace. Correct opinion.